Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's Angi.com.
Hey, y'all. There's a malfunction with the video. Wow, trying to get it together. So, unfortunately, this is an audio-only version here on YouTube. Thank you, guys. Enjoy the episode.
Welcome back to Craig Opinions. Trey here. I got Jake back on the pod.
What's up, everybody?
Episode 30. That's a milestone, I think.
You did it.
I don't know. But welcome back. Got a good episode today. And we're going to talk about all sorts of crazy stuff.
We don't know yet.
We don't know yet. I don't know why I do this every episode. What do you miss most?
Just doing stuff and seeing places. Isn't it weird?
Agreed. Roll music.
Oh. Correct opinions.
Correct opinions. Okay, well, thanks for coming back, Jake. But for real, I've been asking this question, like, what do you look forward to most? Whenever it is, normal life, completely back to normal life, what do you do? Day one,
I think. Ideally, I don't think this will actually happen, but like, if you want to dream with me, it'd be like, I take a road trip to like a national park.
National park.
That'd be
park.
A fun way to like, you know, bust open the floodgates.
Sure. Yeah. Are those closed?
Surely.
Yeah, surely. Right? They are.
If not, yeah, some of the CDC listening is about to go hunt them down.
Yeah.
I would think surely they're closed.
Yeah.
If I can't go to the park and play on the jungle gym. Not that I'm trying to do that, but right. I know that kids are.
You're trying to go see some geysers.
Yeah, I want to see some geysers. I want to see some El Capitan.
Yeah.
I want to climb on the monkey bars. And guess what? I can't do any of those things
right now.
That. Yeah.
Go see El Capitan.
Yeah, I want to try to recreate Free Solo. It's one of my favorite movies.
Dude,
so
that is a crazy movie.
Yeah, if you guys haven't seen it, it's on Hulu. It's this documentary.
Yeah, he just climbs a whole mountain without any safety ropes.
Yep, just by himself.
Which is more daring than anything I've done, probably.
Probably.
Yeah.
Probably.
It's like...
One time you did a face mask and didn't Instagram it with Katie,
right,
which I was like, I don't even know if this is allowed,
yeah.
Trey.
It's
be
like,
careful.
Yeah, climbing El Capitan with no safety, it's like... It's kind of like... it's almost like just a guy being on Bumble. Mm-hmm. You're just at the complete mercy of of the gravity of the situation.
Yeah, I'd say that's accurate. Yeah. It's like a... going to a brewery and not ordering a craft beer. Like, you're going to get people's attention. Like, what?
Yeah.
We should make a documentary about this. A guy in your 20s, white guy.
Dude, I was with a friend once, a particularly dumb friend who would do something like this. And he asked if we were at a brewery and he asked if he could have a shot, if they have any shots. And they're like, what?
Like, to like, sample?
Like, no, like a shot of vodka or something.
Oh, wow. Like liquor.
Yeah. They're like, what? Have you been on Earth?
Where
that
do you
long?
Think you are?
I mean, the whole staff is like four overweight guys with huge beards. I was like, they're about to just whoop us a.
Yes. Adam's apple?
There's kids listening. I got a 14-year-old kid email the other day. What's up, buddy? You know
no
who
way.
You are. Saying he enjoys the pod. Appreciate it. He
Isn't
plays
it,
Fortnite.
Sometimes do you wonder, like, I feel like kids are advancing quicker than we ever did.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know why I think that. Whenever I've gotten a few messages from like, I'm 11, I like your podcast. I'm like, how do you even know what a podcast is?
Yeah.
But that's just, I'm showing how we're going to get to that point where our parents do stuff. We're like, how are you this clueless?
Yeah. Yeah, we're getting there.
It's like, yeah, an 11-year-old is capable of listening to a podcast.
It makes sense. They have
like
ears.
It feels like an adult thing.
Yeah, and it just, I can't remember what I was doing at 11, but it seems like I wasn't up to much. I was not even on AIM or MSN Messenger yet, and so these kids are emailing, so it makes me feel like they're more advanced, but I'm sure if those technologies were out back then, we would have been doing it too. Mm-hmm. But
I just checked that it is recording.
All right, we did it.
I was sure I didn't press record, but yeah, I guess these kids, a lot of parents let their kids listen to the Correct Opinions podcast because we keep it appropriate, but I still don't think I'm making your kids like dumber and worse.
Yeah, this isn't a good like, hey, my kid's not in school anymore, they can listen to the Correct Opinions.
Yeah, it's kind of a double-edged sword. Like, well, he's not going to learn anything inappropriate, but it will like lessen their chances of being like a successful adult.
Yes, it's like
they'll end up like me. So
yeah, it's like they're being homeschooled by their parents who have like a high school education. Like, yeah you're not going to be exposed to the dangers of public school. We're not going to go over any health class type things.
It's like the weird babysitter kid who you're like, yeah, he's a nice kid, but he needs a little bit of money. You're just like letting that person just raise him.
Yeah, basically. Yeah, that's what disaster. We are. Let us raise your children. Get them on the podcast. Have them listen. What are you going to do when we're allowed to do stuff?
Dudes, I have found that my only really hobbies is like going to restaurants, which I used to like kind of be proud of. I'm like, you know, I'm just a simple guy. That's all I need. That's mm-hmm. all I need. Mm-hmm. And I'm having fun.
Yeah.
And it's like one of the few things absolutely has been taken away. So I think just, as boring as this sounds, just like 10 friends.
Ooh.
Just a dinner out and then drinks after and just not at home.
Yeah. No, that's fun. It's something special and sentimental about that cheesy waiter who cares way too much about you liking him, who just comes and kneels next to you and says, hey, what's going on, guys? Dude. What can I get started for you?
But yeah,
I miss that.
Oh, what are your thoughts on
his name's Jeremy for sure.
What are your thoughts on the two friendly waiter or waitress? The one who will, if there's a spare seat, they'll sit in it and take your order? What are your thoughts on that, dude?
I hate that.
Oh, it's so weird.
It's just trying way too hard.
Yeah.
Because there's like this unspoken thing about waiters, right? It's like you're trying to impress us so that you will get a good tip. Mm-hmm. But when you go the extra mile, it's like a turnoff.
Oh, yeah. When there's an extra seat and they just pull up to your table, it's like, okay, you're here to serve me, this goes back centuries. You're below us right now.
Yes.
And you're trying to come up with the royalty. You're serving us. Do you understand?
That's true. Yes. You are the help here in this situation. You are helping me get food.
What's worse, the sit in the extra seat or the crouch down eye level with you person? Crouch down right by they get down like this. Well, what are we eating?
We're going to get started for you guys, huh? You look like a chicken crispers guy, huh?
Oh, the worst.
Dad, huh?
The worst. You're getting knocked 2% for this. When I go, oh, can I get a side of ranch? No. and then what do you do as the patron? You're just like, okay, well, and they're like, I'll grab it. And you're like 2% down.
Good job, I guess. Yeah. Good joke. You 18% make this now. 20, this same joke 20 times a day.
Are you a good tipper?
Yeah, I think so.
Sorry to call you out.
20% matter what.
You know what's... Do you ever look... This is hilarious. Do you ever look at... If you're with people, do you ever peep what they tipped?
No. Are you a tip peeper?
Yeah, I'm a tip peeper.
Cool.
And I'm astonished sometimes.
Really?
I had one time, as a group of us, just a group of friends, and this girl, I noticed, it was her tab was $15 and change, and she wrote a $1 flat tip.
Really?
And I, you know, we were all pretty good friends, so I just straight up was like, $1?
Why'd you do that?
Yeah. She was like, what? What's wrong with that?
Is this guy your ex-boyfriend or something? Is that the only reason you should be tipping him a dollar?
I was like, he did fine. I mean, what? And she's like, what am I supposed to do? I was like, wait.
Whoa.
This grown woman, up until this point, until I taught her,
oh my gosh,
was unaware of what to tip.
Maybe kids are learning stuff from this podcast then.
20%, y'all.
Yeah.
15 minimum. So I'll do this sometimes. If it is just, we've all experienced this, just downright horrendous service. I'll go down to 10 even. I'll go down to 10%.
Yeah,
I will.
But
if it's just, it's like you didn't do anything. But 15 minimum, even if it's a very bad job, 20, you know, right. And then maybe I might go 22.
Yeah.
I might go 22.
I've tipped people more than that. Also, just while we're educating the youths out there, easy way to get 20% without pulling out the calculator and looking like an idiot, 10% is easy. Just move the decimal over. Now you got 10%.
Yes.
And then double.
So that's what we taught the girl. Like, it's 20%. Okay. She's like, I know that's like too much math. And then
No.
So at this point, I'm like, never want to be around you again. Yeah. But I was like, let me go ahead and help her future servants at West Restaurants. Servers and servants is very different now that I'm saying that. Yeah. So you... $15.64. Give me 20% tip.
Sorry, I wasn't paying attention.
You're not paying attention.
No, so I was thinking about what I was going to say.
What's up? How funny is that? You're a podcaster. Dude, I wasn't listening.
I wasn't listening to the numbers exactly. Give it to me again. Give it to me again.
$15.64.
15. Okay, so that's 156 times 2. So what's that? $3.12? $3.12.
Wow. Coming at you 20%.
There easy, it is. Dude. See, that's easy. I was going to say, I would be worried about this girl. Like, once you realize she's a bad tipper, then you're like, can I ride with you home? Like, how do you drive? Do you know what the colors on the stoplights mean? Do you know what, you know how to use a turn signal, right? Like, what else about?
I just found a sock in my hoodie pocket.
David Blaine over here just pulling out a rabbit.
Whoa, sorry, I wasn't paying attention. Dude, just found a sock in my pocket. That's where we're at.
Sock in the pocket. Wow. Is this a person? Sorry. Do I know this person who did this?
I think
that's crazy. Someone that in my sphere of friends tips $1.
This person, she moved.
I kind of ran around town.
Well, you might have been around her just a couple of times, but yeah, I've noticed that. I have to admit, I had a weird phase. This is very embarrassing. I'm just going to be honest. I had a weird phase in high school where I would like, even if the service was fine, I would tip horribly. I was just like, wait, I don't have to tip.
Yeah.
And I did that thing because I was 16, you know, making like minimum wage somewhere. I was like, I remember I finally had a friend call me on it and I just never did it again. They're like, I don't know what they finally just basically roasted me. Like, you're a garbage person. Stop. I was like, and I never did it again. Yeah.
You were kind of like Dwight in The Office. Like, why tip someone for providing a service that I can do for myself?
Exactly. If I could do it, I would do it better. So I don't even,
Yeah. Don't do that. I tip my dentist and my anesthesiologist and, healthcare professionals. Feel,
like the poor, we'd grab pizza somewhere. It was like a $20 tab between three 16, 17-year-olds. I'm sure people, they're like, I don't even need to wait on these boys. They're not going to tip me.
Yeah, that has to be pretty annoying as a waiter.
Yeah.
Other annoying waiter quirks are when they're a little too overconfident, so they don't write down your order, which is such a lose-lose situation for them.
Yeah, it's like...
Like, okay, you got it all right. Congrats. Yeah. You did the job how I expect you to. But let's say you get it wrong. Now you look dumb because you were too overconfident and you couldn't remember it.
I feel like this is any mom. Tell me, did your mom do this when that waiter was there? He'd walk up. She's like, it just makes me nervous. I just don't know how they can do that. She did that every time. I'm sure he probably will. There has been times where I remember someone doing that and they missed one thing or they come back like, tell me that one thing again. Now I have to repeat myself. Write it down.
Yep. I had a guy do it to me here in Kansas City at this local place. He went, no notes, no writing down. I said, I would like turkey bacon because I'm allergic to the red meat. Mm. Homeboy almost poisoned me and gave me regular bacon.
Wow.
He felt very bad.
I was somewhere and I was getting, it was breakfast. We went to the lake as friends. So we were like in a podunk town, right? Lake town.
Okay.
Love it.
Okay.
But just like a... some little sandwich, some breakfast shop.
Okay.
I was getting turkey. I wanted turkey sausage for the health.
Wow.
Healthy guy.
I would never.
I was just like, the options on the menu were like, of course, this is some like country town. They're not out here serving like vegan options or whatever. So they're like, it was bacon or sausage. I was like, do you guys have like a non-pork? Do you like turkey? And she's like, yeah, we have sausage. Wait, no, but that's, I didn't want to explain to her. I was like, well... Do you have like anything that's not pork? She goes, the bacon's really good. And I was like,
she thought these were just two completely different words. We have a pulled pork sandwich. Are you talking about the pulled pork sandwich? Yeah. We have that. Everything else is not pork.
You would tell never in her life serving there had anyone come in and been like, I want something that's not pork.
That was like a new sentence for her. She's I was not trained on this.
Yeah. Go drown in the lake, dude. You weird city boy. Can I get almond milk? They're like, this is Folgers. Like, we have milk and Folgers. What do you? Could you bloom the grounds?
Bloom like a flower, boy. What are you talking about? Also, you can't milk almonds. I've tried. Yeah. All right, cows only around here. You are educating people a lot today, though. Tip 20% if you don't know.
Yep.
Bacon and sausage are pork because they all come from pigs.
True.
So
shout out pigs.
Shout out pigs.
Shout out pigs.
Who's probably your who's your favorite pig?
Of like a like celebrity pig?
Yeah.
Babe.
I was gonna say there's not two to choose from.
That just popped in my head. Oh, I need to watch that movie again.
Maybe three to choose from. Porky Pig, Babe, or I think it's Wilbur in Charlotte's Web.
Oh wow. Yeah. Is there any other famous pigs? Harvey Weinstein.
Nice,
there
dude.
It is.
Got a comedian.
Set up, nailed it.
Oh,
take
wow.
that. He's in prison.
And he's got the Rona.
Which is, yeah, that's crazy. And a tiger has Corona. Like, why are we, seems bizarre we're testing these random people.
It seems, how did the,
and animals.
Yeah, the tiger.
They're like, literally the article said a few tigers had coughs.
What?
What is a tiger coughing?
A tiger
do your best impression.
That's a tiger cough. Starts like a growl and then gets a little raspy.
That was actually, I can't, that was amazing.
Oh, thanks,
I think
dude.
It's exactly what it is.
Yeah, I think so. The, that's going to be a sequel to, yeah, like a yeah. deeper hairball.
Jackson has Corona. Get someone in here and test him. Our Siberian tiger.
Why do we care?
That's going to be the sequel to Tiger King. It's called Tiger Cough.
I had a million, yeah. When Corona swept through the tiger zoo.
Oh.
I wouldn't want that at all. I want to go to the, I really want to see tigers now.
Yeah.
I for sure went to zoos as a kid and it was, I guess I was kind of like, that's cool. Look at the panther. But now I think I'd be amazed.
Yeah. The older I get, the more it's dawned on me what's really happening.
Yeah.
I saw it. I was at Busch Gardens, which is a, first of all, it's a theme park, but they just randomly have animals in certain
just
parts.
Just walking around.
Which is kind of, yeah. not just walking around, yeah. but it is kind of surprising. Like there's specifically one roller coaster ride above alligators, which is, I guess, just kind of fun.
Yeah.
Just, you know, a new element. But there's a cheetah like exhibit, like every 30 minutes there's a cheetah run. So it's like, obviously this is cool initially, like wow,
right.
what an opportunity to see a
right.
cheetah run full speed. But then you think about it, like here's this animal, it can run at 75 miles an hour and it's just in this fence all day where
yeah.
it just runs
how
after this like zip line t-shirt. Oh. How did we get there?
Yeah.
Dash from the Incredibles.
Yeah.
There's no other way.
We called him in.
Yeah,
that's
it's just kind of sad
because you grew up just like tigers were in books and stuff. You're like, yeah, tigers, and when you saw one you're like, tiger. But now it's like, oh, there's like a few thousand in the whole world, and there's one here in Wynnewood.
Yeah, most of them are in Oklahoma, and they're not in the jungles, which is too bad.
It's weird.
And I don't know if zoos even need tigers. Every time I've gone to a zoo, the big cats are always gone. Where are they?
Oh, really?
You know, like they're never walking around. They're never doing anything. You know, you're not supposed to tap on the glass, but I want to see some action.
Dude, have you ever seen that video? I think there's several where like one of the gorillas like lunges at the glass
That's
and bangs
scary.
It and it cracked.
Yes.
Dude, I would immediately defecate.
Yes. Yeah,
they are throwing the poo at me. I would have my own ammo if they did that.
I remember seeing an Oprah episode probably when I was in high school about this chimpanzee that ripped this woman's face off. And right then and there, I was like, all right, I'm never going to own a chimpanzee. And then
Jeez.
I reminded myself again during the Ape Zoo video. I was like, Jake, remember,
don't
own a
buy
monkey.
One of these.
Don't.
Return it.
You're going to forget. Don't get a monkey, Jake.
Yeah. Stop Amazoning. Searching monkeys.
Yes. Stop Amazoning things from the Amazon. Leave them separate. Those are two different things. That's probably got to be good business for the rainforest itself. Like what
put
Jeff
Amazon
Bezos.
On the map.
Yeah, seriously. Like Corona beer is not doing so hot, but the Amazon
True.
Rainforest is
stock
probably
is up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can I buy stock in a rainforest?
Yeah.
Because it's probably in pretty good shape.
That's a good point. Apples? Apple?
Oh, sure. I was thinking you meant like the
so
apples
good.
In the rainforest?
Yeah.
I was like, maybe. I don't know if there's apple orchards in a rainforest.
Yeah, just
apple trees.
Just name your company a noun and it's game over.
Yeah. Forrest Gump knew it all along. Some sort of fruit company.
Fruit company?
I was much better at my tiger cough than my Forrest Gump impersonation.
I don't know that either. But a million people sent me this. A couple in India, I believe, had twins. Twin girls, maybe? I don't know. Twins, and named them Corona and COVID.
Mm. I could not believe this is real. I read the article too. I think the boy is COVID. Yeah. The girl is Corona.
Okay. Yeah. I will say COVID. Some white person named their kid that like last year. And they're like, dang it. I thought I made up, because that's what they're doing. I just made something crazy up. And I thought that was interesting. Like, wow, that backfired.
It's like, well, his 19th birthday will be exciting, but it is kind of a bummer up until then.
COVID-19 in 300 years. COVID, that'll be cool.
And Corona. That is just like, it's one thing to like, yeah, name your kid Aspen and for us to, or not Aspen, that's actually kind of normal to name it. I don't know.
After, yeah, this is SARS and HIV.
Yeah, like, positive. But this is like, sorry. I don't know. It's a global pandemic. Don't, and like the article was like, this was just like, we want to remember what we went through in this time. You know, we had children during this time. Like the children are the remembrance. Yeah, you don't need to like rename
every time they act up. Like, yeah, I was pissed off then. I was very upset. Come here.
I remember you. I wasn't allowed outside and I had to give birth to two of you.
Yeah.
You're
trapped indoors now.
Yeah. In honor of your namesake.
Yeah.
Don't ever hang out with anyone.
Yeah. You're grounded for 4 to 5 months because of your namesake. That's their punishment.
Yeah. I just think it's dumb. Like genuinely not even just for a bit. I think that's so silly and such a
very
like
strange.
Dumb idea.
What are you going to name your child?
Oh, good question. Probably.
I'm pushing for just like Anne.
Boy or girl, either way.
Yeah, boy. Anton.
That's nice.
Whoa.
Anne or Anton. I think I'm a big fan of like, here's a word for more education coming out for you guys.
Here we go.
I do not want an androgynous name. Word of the day, androgynous.
Oh, androgynous. That's good.
It means like it could be male or female.
It's way easier if it's just
Yeah. Zach. That's a guy.
I didn't even think of this, but it's funny how I immediately like say girl or boy over email when you don't know who these people are or met them.
Yeah.
And I had my first instance of that where this person I was emailed was Murphy.
Mm.
And I just immediately, like, for whatever reason, I thought, man.
Could be boy, girl, or dog.
And then I met, it was like this like really kind, cute, like 23-year-old girl. I was just like... It like turned my world upside down. I was like, oh my gosh. I tried to look through emails. Did I ever say like, thanks, man, or dude? I don't know. I might have. So I noticed some they have the androgynous names put at the bottom, like her, hers. I saw a tweet that said my pronouns of choice are we, them, boys.
That's funny.
So that's mine, yeah.
That's good. Nothing like, isn't it funny how like sometimes once you get something in your head, it could be the littlest thing like, oh, Murphy's a girl now. And like, you're like, I need to pause for a second. Yeah. Like, this is mind blowing.
Yeah.
Like different like, times when I've thought I've ordered a root beer and then it's a sweet tea. I'm like, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Whoa.
That will mess you up.
Seriously.
Oh, this isn't Sprite. It's water.
Oh. Like, I need to take a second, guys. Oh, yeah. Excuse me from the table.
Or when I was six and saw the first time I saw a man with long hair. Like, wait, you know, like what that was supposed to be. Yeah, that'll mess you up.
I remember one time, this is a random thing to remember. I was making an Instagram story about my like day one time. This is like 3 years ago when it first came out. I was like, oh, my Instagram vlogging, whatever. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I'm going to go. I have so much laundry to do. I need multiple machines. I'm going to go to a laundromat. I've never been before.
Oh, shoot.
And I was like predicting, I was like, this, you know, I've never been to a laundromat, but I imagine there'll be at least one guy with socks and sandals and probably at least one guy with his hair in a ponytail. The same person, that was one guy, and he was in there. It was like the coolest thing, cool story I have about a guy with long hair.
Wow.
Just predicted it.
That is cool.
Yeah, it was kind of fun.
That is, guys with long hair, I've never seen a guy do it well, unless you're...
Jason Momoa.
Mm. Which he's like part aquatic, so it's like
yeah,
not...
Yeah, it's not really fair. Jason Momoa and Jesus Christ.
That's kind of it.
And that's even debatable. How long is his hair? I don't know.
We don't.
Probably long.
It's a shot in the dark.
You're kind of getting close. You were talking last week. Like,
oh, yeah. I mean, we're heading that way. So it's dangerous.
Can't get my hair cut.
I can't. I trimmed around the ear as best I could, but I'm not ready to dive in. I thought about just, oh my gosh.
You tiger coughed. Dude.
I tiger coughed. Excuse me.
Did you self trim?
Did I what?
Did you like trim your own hair?
I just like trimmed around my ears.
Dude, hey, don't downplay it, dude. Okay. Good work.
I mean, that was kind of, I looked pretty clean. Yeah.
Solid work, dude.
But that's a thing that will, in another like 3 weeks, is going to start looking pretty interesting.
Yes. Like, yes.
Longer than it's ever been.
That's a new, I guess I was going to say it's new business, but you can't really do house calls. I was going to say someone should like.
That's what I'm saying. We kind of actually thought of hitting up my barber, but they're, you know, we're trying to do the right thing and keep it chill. It's like, he's, you know. If they've seen a handful of other people and they come over, like, mm-hmm. kind of defeats the purpose.
Do you think there's a way for him to cut your hair while virtually. Still being 6 feet? Oh, or virtually.
Yeah.
Now, there's an answer. Right yeah. there. Right I'm going to need you to put on some VR goggles
yeah.
and some VR scissors.
Just like just slicing my earlobe off.
Oh. Sorry, it's lagging. Hold on.
Every time I get a haircut.
Hey, get off the Wi-Fi. I'm doing a virtual haircut.
I'm cutting my lobe off. Every time I get a haircut, I have this fear that I'm going to hear the barber go, oh, shoot.
Uh-oh. Okay. Hey. Don't look in the mirror, but this is fine.
What are professions that you never want to hear them while they're doing it go, oh, crap.
Surgeon.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. Oopsie.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I've never seen this. Yeah.
Any urologist.
Kind of urologist?
Do you not know what that is?
I don't think so.
It's the male doctor. I've never been to one.
But. It's called urologist? Huh.
Yeah, now I'm not sure, but.
No, we do this once a week. We'll say a
weird.
Word.
This is weird. I got weird. Yeah, what else?
What was it? Two weeks ago, we got so hung up on the word authentication. Like, is it authentication?
Oh, I completely made that up. It's authentication. Yeah. Authentication is not a word.
We both didn't know. Both had to Google it. Urologist. What else is out there? Maybe someone like a chef, even though you wouldn't hear it, you still don't want to hear an uh-oh out of a chef.
Right. Oh, crap.
Uh-oh. Okay, we can fix this.
You're a therapist. Oh, crap.
And so that was the third time that happened. Oh, you're kidding. Uh-oh. Okay. Yeah. That's not good. Okay, I've never seen that.
Mm.
Tell you, one guy that
well,
was...
you're kidding, right? Yeah.
Okay, seriously, though. Seriously, you're paying good money for this.
Mm-hmm.
No, that was for real. That was a real story.
Real.
I thought about seeing a therapist one time, not because anything was going on. I was like, this could be fun.
It's fire.
And could be like healthy. But then, oh, once you get a degree of that level, you don't exactly... charge, you know,
cheap, dude.
Yeah, and I was like, okay,
yeah, I ain't tipping 20% on that.
Yeah, and I was like, well, if I don't have anything actually going on, I'll be crazy, but I won't be broke.
Yeah, you
know? There's a difference.
I talked about this before on the pod, just like how uneducated I am and like who to tip, and it's such a scary scenario. Like, I would be somewhere for work and they'd set up a ride for me, and then it would pop in my head as I got close, like, I tip this person? Do I? And then I'm like, of course I don't have like the proper cash. I'm like, I can either give this guy $50 or $2. So,
and you kind of want to ask the person, like, hey, sorry, do you regularly get tipped?
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know what to do here.
Are we still tipping people if they like help you with your bag for like 20 yards?
Yeah.
Do you throw them a couple bones? I don't know.
I wonder that too, like pizza delivery. Like a delivery charge is built in. Like it's $50 a pizza, right. And then a $4.99 delivery charge.
Because then the apps get you too. They're like delivery fee and it was like surplus charge and you want a tip and it's just kind of like...
It's like, so is any of this going to the guy yet?
Right. I don't know. What does the guy get? Tip my therapist? Yeah. I was thinking the times I've been to my therapist, it's great. Haven't been in a long time, been before. Very helpful. But yeah, I was... It's funny because obviously they're never going to be like, give a reaction like, wow, really? But you think that might happen. I just wait for that day. And then I did do this. Oh, crap.
Wow. Okay. I learned about this and it has not come up once since then. Okay, cool. You'll be my first for that.
That would not be good.
Yeah, it'd be kind of fun. Try to wow your therapist.
Mm-hmm.
It's funny.
It'd be fun. This looks like a nice stopping point for we have an ad.
Oh!
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's Angi.com.
All right, Jake sent me this funny tweet. This influencer, she is very pregnant. She's posting a photo, very pregnant belly.
So pregnant. Imagine someone pregnant.
At least, dude.
More than that.
She says in the caption she is, but I could see a Guinness World Record pregnant lady, and I will not take that chance. You know what I'm saying?
No.
She could be 14 months pregnant. Like, elephants gestate for like 2 years. She could be hitting that range, and I'd be like, I'm not going to risk that, saying like, oh, when's the baby due? And she's like, I'm not pregnant.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
I would never talk to a stranger.
Yeah, again. Yeah. It's just not worth it. Yeah, not worth it. I would never bring that up. I see what you're saying.
Oh, yep, dude.
With you there.
It's so scary. This influencer, she's pregnant, and she made an Instagram for the unborn child.
Bold move. One thing to make it for your dog, but we've got an unborn child already with a social presence.
Yeah, the profile picture of the unborn child is just her belly, just a close in on the belly.
Makes sense.
And you know, thought she could do the sonogram.
That would have been nice too.
Ultrasound. Yeah. It's a sonogram.
I think that's right.
It's the same thing. Okay.
Yeah, that sounds right.
And she's, we believe, controlling both accounts. Maybe.
Who knows?
Yeah, I don't know how that works at all. Maybe. And she'll post, the influencer posts like, my bump can't get any bigger. Can't wait for baby Timmy to come. And then baby Timmy comments, Mom, is that me? And then she responds to that comment, of course it's you, my princess. Quarantine's doing crazy stuff.
You would think, but I'm pretty sure this tweet is like from December. Like, this girl has just been like,
oh, no kidding.
Yeah, doing this for a long time. And then like, there's other replies I've seen to this woman where like the baby will comment and be like, look great today, mommy. Why haven't you replied to me yet though? And then the mom will be like, sorry, I was busy. Just having full blown conversations with herself on Instagram.
Yeah.
I don't get that.
Mommy, why take you so long to reply me? I'm sorry, my love. Don't be mad at me. You know, I'm thinking about you. Daddy is taking longer to comment. What? See? Where's daddy? Hey, unborn child, you can tell your daddy that he needs to get it together.
They're before fighting.
You're even born, yeah.
Fighting in the comments. Well, if your daddy wasn't out with his buddies all night, then I would have more time to reply to your comments, baby.
Yeah. Then the baby responds back, I don't know him yet, mommy, till I come out, but it's okay. I'm going back to sleep.
Ew. More pancakes. Please. I love when you feed me through the umbilical cord. I think that's such a strange thing.
I'm trying to find this account.
Yeah, to already have a presence. Like, people are like following you and really enjoying you. And then you're like, I'm going to take it a step further. I'll run some brand really deals through my baby Instagram account.
Yeah, we'd love to promote our products on your fetus's account. All right, the baby's born now. Does it have an account?
Still tagged?
Is this it? No, that's
maybe she deleted the baby.
Did she?
You can't deactivate a baby.
Oh no! I don't want to go down that road of jokes. She deleted the fetus's account. That's horrible. Oh, the baby. There's the picture of the baby right there. So the baby's here, but does it know how long no longer have a social media presence?
It's too bad.
I mean,
it's just funny. Every time I think I've seen like something new that, or what am I trying to say? There's just always something new with influencers. They always come up with something that's like, well, I've never seen that. An Instagram for your unborn baby.
Have you seen the ones with, you know, we've seen so many dog accounts,
yeah,
but then they'll write the captions on the dog accounts, like first person from the dog. But another great day, mommy took me for a walk and then daddy gave me my favorite back scratch. Oh, I want a tiger to eat it.
I'm also not really confused. I don't know what the word would be, but just like, it's funny to me when they give their dog. I'm Tiger Coffin too, dude.
We're Tiger Coffin. This is not a good sign.
They'll give their dog almost like a speech impediment, where they'll like give him like a this like personality that screws up words. I'm like, what made you made the decision?
I like, good dog. I like roll over and
more snoot boops, please. Yeah. Like, oh,
yeah.
I just threw up all this Chipotle.
I love my morning nose boops. I always have a wet nose, but dry.
It just becomes sense
of humor.
That's what I do. I want a dog Instagram, and it's just extremely educational.
Yeah.
I love when you always kiss me on the nose. It's always wet. We're different than other mammals. We have a wet nose. If we don't have a wet nose, that means we're probably sick. It's just like, oh, wow, that's actually really helpful. Thanks.
Yeah.
I'm going to use this for my own dog.
Like, look at this. Stuff, I mean, this like, the glamour photos with a grown man and a dog. I'm just like, how do you get yourself to that point?
And they're already married too. Like at this point, the dog isn't even like bait for anything.
Right.
It's just like, it's just, I think a lot when you get older.
Just a bill.
Yeah. That's what the Tiger King? Dude, it costs so much money to feed a tiger.
Yeah.
Thank goodness I never got one.
Yeah. I mean, chimps, those things got to be eating big.
They probably eat big. I don't know. I don't really know anything about animals.
I am one. That's all I know. This stuck inside, man. I mean, I have socks in my pocket. I don't even care anymore.
That is pretty impressive. Is that, did you like just wash that hoodie?
Well,
is that
I have a strategy I get out of the shower and I'm nice and warm from the shower. So I don't put on, I get a pair of socks and I put it in my pocket. Because eventually my feet will get cold and I'm ready to go.
And your feet will get like dry enough to put some socks on.
Right. They'll just like, my body will return back to normal temperature and my feet will get cold.
Mm. Homeostasis. Second word of the day.
Yeah.
You guys.
I don't really have no idea what that is. What is
that? That's like, so like when you hop in a hot tub or even like a cold body of water and eventually your body gets used to that temperature, that's like your body like finding homeostasis. Oh, I'm 70% sure that's right.
Okay, cool. We're running with it. That's all we need here to be right. So, okay. Someone sent this in.
Can't wait.
This on Facebook inbox or something. This message. I want to see your reaction. Hello, I am God, and I'm using you to send this alert that I am coming soon. If you deny me on earth, I'll deny you in heaven. So, resend this to 18 friends, or you're ashamed of me. Do a favor for me. Trust in God and send this message to 18 friends. Don't ignore it. In 4 minutes, you'll receive good news. I can't believe
those are still around.
Yeah, I'm positive I'm getting hacked or something if I get that message. It's so scary. Basically, just like fear mongering you into sending this to 18 more people. Basically, like, if, hey, send this to 18 people or you're banished.
It's so fascinating to me. One, that it's still going around, that we haven't wisened up as a society to be like, this is dumb. And two, like, there seems to be there's nothing in it for the creator of this.
Right. Why am I doing it? Yeah.
Why scare people to forwarding along this
such
thing?
A classic back in the day. Yeah. I can't believe it's still happening. You see a tweet like that. Retweet this if you love God. FYI, if you don't, he saw you scroll past it.
God sees you scrolling.
It's like, oh man, I'm in a pickle here.
Oh boy.
I'm going to look pretty weird if I retweet it, but...
I don't. God's watching.
I mean, yeah, I don't want to be a liar. I do love it. Love God. Love him.
Do I be a liar or a scroller?
Liar or a scroller, dude.
Yeah, that's so funny. I just don't see what the point of those things are or the...
They were big on Zynga. Did you have Zynga?
Turd Ferguson 17, baby.
Zynga.
Yeah.
Wait, what's Turd Ferguson from?
It's from an old SNL sketch, Celebrity Jeopardy. Will Ferrell Or I think it was Burt Reynolds was Turd Ferguson.
Yeah,
it was Zynga. Norm MacDonald got it.
Is Zynga still a website at all?
I don't know.
That one didn't do a lot for me. And then I didn't have MySpace. I was rebellious.
You never had MySpace?
No.
Probably a good call. What a terrible idea to rank your friends. Why did they ever think that was a good idea?
Like, I don't know. That's so mean.
Like, I get that it's like social media is new, but even from like a sociological standpoint, you have to know this is a bad idea.
I mean, we have a real life MySpace in Groomsmen and Bridesmaids today.
Ooh, good point. Or even just life of quarantine. I only get 10 friends.
That's true, dude. That's like next level. Hey,
it's MySpace.
You cannot see more than whatever it is, 5 or 10 people. See what it is.
Yeah. It's like another Office reference, but Michael's talking about how he got this cell phone plan where he gets to call five people for free. And he's like, yes. I get to call five people for free. I couldn't even think of five.
Yeah.
I had no one.
This is amazing.
And he's like, yeah. Too far. Too far.
Oh, dude. Yeah. We like not only, okay, you have like eight best friends and you got to pick the one, your best man. You got to pick one. It's like, it's brutal. And yeah. You know, it's more of a deal on the girl side because, you know, every wedding, there's one girl who doesn't really deserve to be there, but it's like she's going to throw a real fit if she's not a part of it.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
it's
yeah. Kind of a high maintenance friend.
Yeah, yeah.
And we both don't have brothers, so that leaves right. the best man that's spot such a, yeah, up for grabs.
True. I did pick mine like last week because I was like, I'm kind of being a tool. But up to that point, I was like, dude, I'm not going to pick one. So we're going to
fight.
We're going to set up like a competition of sorts.
Yeah.
Like a man competition. Yeah. And the winner, that's who it is. And, but I was like, who am I kidding? I just need to pick one.
Congrats on doing that. Trimmed your ears, picked a best man.
Yeah.
Big week for you.
Yeah, dude. Getting a lot done. That's what's crazy.
Is it up to the female, the bride typically? Like, this is how many bridesmaids I'm going to have. And then the groom, like, follows suit.
Yeah,
like,
for the most part. But it's funny because Katie has like 19 brothers. So I was more the opposite. She's like, you can only pick like four of your friends because
brothers are getting in on the mix.
She has all the brothers. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's all good. That was just funny.
But I mean, now all you have to worry about is just going to the courthouse. Really?
Yeah.
Right?
Even open, I don't really know what's like, it's starting, I guess that we'll know a lot in the next few weeks, but it's starting to look like a thing where like, you know, we said, okay, we'll postpone it. We'll do like a smaller thing with maybe 20 people, like our family and close friends. But it's like, that might not still be like allowed.
Yeah.
So is it?
Tigers are getting the corona
just,
now.
Yeah, dude. There'll be squirrels running around dropping off corona.
Dude, I got so many squirrels in my yard. I hope squirrels don't get corona because that will be next to go.
If squirrels get corona, they'll take over the world.
You have a ton of squirrels in your neighborhood too. There's always squirrels here.
Crazy squirrels, and I've never hit one.
Yeah, they're good. They're very quick squirrels.
They're good squirrels. They figure something out in my neighborhood. Yeah, which is it says a lot to their bountifulness.
That's why there's so many of them. Yeah. Because the natural selection, they're dodging cars.
They're everywhere. But
Remember our squirrels?
Chipmunks. You know what chipmunks are?
They are squirrels that
them,
haven't
right?
hit puberty. I believe. Yeah. Right.
But you're familiar, right?
Actually, yeah. Just recently, I learned the difference. They're way smaller.
Okay. Were they not around in your hometown?
I don't think they were. Yeah.
We're from south of here. I was from Oklahoma and there's no chipmunks. And I remember seeing them for the first time and I thought they were baby squirrels.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah. And I was telling people like, dude, I've never seen baby squirrels. Like, they're so cute. And like, those are chipmunks. And I thought they were like mythical creatures. Just like Alvin and his friends
were
made
up. Saying, yeah. This is
like,
real?
I thought they're made up. Like, obviously, like Arthur the Aardvark. Like, aardvarks aren't actually animals.
Of course.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mythical.
Babe the pig.
They're like
fictional
minotaurs.
Yeah. Dude, have we talked about this before? Maybe this is on my podcast. The first time I saw a narwhal, I was like, this is an animal.
Dude.
It has one horn out of its head.
They're so cool. I
can't believe it's real.
So I'll tease this. Jake and I are going to shoot like a Castaway spoof, like quarantine edition.
Watch the movie Castaway this week, guys.
So watch the movie Castaway so you can be ready for it. It'll be something fun to do. It's a great movie. And because of that, you know, Castaway is a made-up story, but I Googled, like, is there a real-life Castaway? Like, was there someone who was stranded for a long time? And I found the story that happened just, like, 8 years ago.
Okay.
This dude was stranded on a boat drifting through the Pacific for 438 days.
Whoa.
And then he finally washed up on, like, a tiny island and was found and alive.
Was he just eating fishes out of the ocean?
I immediately, is there a book? And there was, and I bought it and I've almost read it all.
Really?
I don't know. It's stuff like that, like, fascinates me. But he was, like, a fisherman that got pulled out to sea by this massive storm and, like, his motor died. So it was him and this other guy. The other guy died, like, 100 days in because he just kind of, like, lost his cool and was, like, done eating. But he would eat a combination of fish. Because, you know, under his boat, kind of this, like, ecosystem started where, like, barnacles and stuff would stick to his boat. So then little fish would feed on it, and, like, bigger fish, and there were sharks. So there was, like, all these fish around him.
That's
crazy.
That's so cool.
And birds would always land on his boat as, like, a place of rest. So he kind of figured out how to catch the birds that would come rest, as well as, like, turtles and stuff. And that's how he survived.
So he just ate raw, just animals for 400 days.
I guess the sun is intense enough that, you know, he'd like set them out to kind of dry and bake a little under the sun, but a lot of it raw. And yeah.
This is so cool. I can't believe that's real. What was his name? Bear Grylls?
His name was Salvador Alvarenga or
that
something.
That actually makes so much more sense even than Bear Grylls. Of course the Salvador did it.
Yeah. But
wow,
that was a tangent.
No, that's awesome. It was,
yeah, it's been really fun to read. It's crazy. It's absolutely insane. So I'm excited to read that. But I was saying about my wedding. It's devolved into like, well, maybe it's just us to the courthouse. But what if the courthouse can't even... I don't think it's open right now. I don't know. So maybe it's literally just us kind of planning our own evening and like, I guess maybe not legally getting married, but just kind of like, you know, having like a ceremony of sorts between the two of us and just saying like, yeah, we're married now. I don't know.
That's so like that's
crazy that I think you can obtain the documents and like do it legally, but I don't know if that it has to be a thing, but it's interesting.
That's
it's really strange.
Crazy times for everyone in all different scenarios. But yeah, to get married during a like essentially national lockdown.
Yeah.
So fascinating.
It is.
Cool story. And guess what? Don't have to name Katie Corona to remember this cool story. You can just use your memory.
Right.
As you normally would and remember what it was like.
Yeah.
You don't have to name them.
Yeah.
Corona and COVID.
Yeah.
Get a tattoo.
Name them fever and
dry cough.
Shortness of breath. What are we doing? Shortest of breath, SOB. Come here, SOB.
Oh, that's funny. Fever. That's like their little pet names for each other as a couple. This is my husband, my little Fever, my little 102. You
can see it's me running hot. My little 102. Oh, you know him.
Had a girl. I don't really normally try to talk about
this. Girl, nice.
I had a baby girl once. I had a girl slide into my DMs and nice. I guess tried
weird
to
flex. Okay.
No, hold on. No, I had one. I got one girl.
I got one over the past few weeks.
One girl messaged me. It's been a good quarantine. No, this one was just different than normal because it was something along the lines of like, "Hey, baby," and it was like a real account. Like this woman she's real. "Hey, baby, let me come take care of you, my little baby blue pit bull."
Bold
to go with not only a pet name off the bat, but a fascinating one.
Yeah.
My baby blue pit bull.
She's like, he's got these sweet eyes, but a fierce mentality.
And like certain conservative people will look down on him.
Yeah.
Don't want him in parks and stuff. Stuck with me because I was like too scared to respond. I was like, what did she mean by that?
And you chain call him, everyone chain that? Him to a tree and
it's weird.
The pit bull community is like a whole thing because, you know, a lot of people acknowledge pit bulls are like dangerous because they can be. And people are like, no, pit bulls are nice. It reminds me of when I reading the book, like the shark people who are like, but sharks don't, they might have killed a few people, but it's our fault. They're innocent people. I'm like, no, they are looking to kill things all the time.
Bethany Hamilton?
Is that the surfer girl?
Yeah, yeah.
Who got her arm off?
Yeah.
Dude, that's, I'm sure everyone is, but like a huge fear of mine. Shark, that just sounds so scary, dude. Have you ever seen those videos?
It would be scary.
They've like deep faked and kind of like photoshopped to where it'll show a guy like jumping into the water and he'll like turn and there's like a shark in the water coming towards him.
It looks
like a GoPro video and they've made it, it's not real, it's fake, but I won't even watch those. Like, could you imagine, dude?
Is that like what makes you more scared? Like snakes or sharks?
Sharks.
Really?
Yeah, you're done, dude. You can't do anything.
That's true. Like, yeah, if
really
a shark
can't
is...
do anything. Like, I feel like with a bear or some of these other things we know of, like...
You're trying to tell me you can get away from a bear right now?
Well, you there's not much you can do either, but like you could do something. Like, I can't... What am I... gonna swim and we gotta like punch a shark?
I mean, shark, you're definitely done for.
Yeah,
but I also feel like, I mean, I'm probably never gonna see one for some reason. For me, snakes are way scarier.
Oh, you're like even a little garden snake?
Yep. Any kind of snake.
Really?
Yeah, don't like them. I think
it doesn't bother me as much.
If we want to go biblical, devil could have been any snakes. Animal turned into a snake.
I don't know. Well, I don't like snakes, like people who sell Rodan fields sneak in your household and try to sell you. Hate those.
Like, let's say, like, a player lost in the Western Conference Finals to a team and then went to that team the next year.
Ugh, scary.
That could be kind of snaky, maybe, just speaking hypothetically. I hate snakes.
I'm a snake. It's one of the best YouTube videos of all time.
Yeah, it was an old one, too. Yeah. Way back in the day.
I slithered in their garden. Just YouTube, I'm a snake. You can spell that.
You know how to spell it.
It'll be your fun entertainment for the day. Any final thoughts?
Final thoughts. Dude, I haven't listened to music in like 2 weeks. Kind of forgot what it sounds
like. Weird.
Have
you?
Yeah,
a little bit. Because I'll still like sit at my computer and put music on while I'm on emails or something.
Gotcha.
A little bit. Or reading. Or
That's but one I, thing I kind of miss too. Just like a lot of times if I have like admin work to do, I would like go to a coffee shop and just like be around people. That's pretty energizing.
Yeah, it's a good vibe. Yeah.
And now I got to do emails by myself.
Right.
Like a loser.
Yeah. Go to a coffee shop. So it's like, yeah, I just want to be around people. But if one happened to like try to speak to
God
me,
forbid.
It's like, oh my gosh.
God forbid I have to take my AirPod out to
talk
to someone.
Or like they sit a little too close to you. Like, what are you? Get away from me.
This is my electrical outlet.
Yeah.
I have dibs. You know that. Weird. Yeah. I think I missed that like, just not necessarily not like the energy of people, but I think just like the general aura of other
for
humans
sure. Yeah,
is what I miss
for sure.
But no. Hey, all things considered, we don't have children to take care of. We're not homeschooling
for
anyone.
Sure, dude.
We
it
gotta
could be
we have it
some
very,
people have it
very good
brutal right now,
so thankful for that.
Shout out to y'all. But thanks for listening. Podcast every Wednesday. We got episode 4, the final episode of Middle School Maddox, came out yesterday.
Oh yeah.
So hope you guys enjoyed that. I've appreciated the kind insights. We have my merches on sale, and also each order donates to the feedingamerica.org.
Let's go.
So we got that going on. And, check out my music. I made music. It's on Spotify. I got a new single dropping on April 24th.
Oh, you set a date.
We did. We set a date. It's ready to. It's in the queue, ready to rock. So follow me on Spotify, Apple Music, whatever you have. And Jake has a podcast too.
Yeah, check it out. Ghost Runners. One word.
Got it.
Got a podcast.
One word. Cool. Appreciate you guys. Talk to you next week.
Peace.
Bye.
Direct opinions. Direct opinions. Direct opinions. Everything I say is the correct opinion.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.